Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
Edition of Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Farrar, episode would be 65, WWE 2016 Battleground recap, and they just said goodbye to Roman Reigns and everybody back there. But I gotta tell you, right now the number to call is 718-508-9883. That is your number. Program note tonight, there is no handyman, he's not calling in, so it's just me and hopefully Sid and you callers out there, 718-508-9883. Washington was big tonight. You know, it was a big deal and good pay-per-view, very well-structured pay-per-view. WWE just knows how to do everything right. So if you guys want to call in, 718-508-9883. Also, go to my my page, Pro Wrestling Now with your host, Magic Mike. And, yeah, we're going to be here, you know, a little bit. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things, like SummerSlam. I will be doing a SummerSlam post show for everybody. Since I do good shows, everybody likes my shows and stuff. But I'm happy that you're able to be listening to me. And go over to my Twitter as well. Magic Mike at Not Whipped for Life. Tweet me and see what happens. But I gotta say, you know, starting off the pay-per-view recap, I gotta say I was very happy with this pay-per-view. I just think that the WWE audience is not stupid. So, I mean, if you know, it's all what you guys think. So 718-508-9883. I want to hear. If you didn't like Battleground tonight, tell me why. Dean Ambrose won All Right with the World. If you did like it, I mean, I want to hear why. I mean, you know, so that's what we're doing, and we'll see. In the meantime, what happens? But I definitely want to see, you know, if we can do some other things. Hopefully, Sin will be calling in. I'm going to try and reach out to Sin and see if he's calling in. And because I don't want to start going over this stuff without him. Also, shout out to Mr. Mojo. I got to tell you, I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I went 7-1 because 7-1, and there was a scratch tonight. So I had Darren Young winning. So I don't know if that's a loss. I wouldn't say because nobody won. So I think it was a scratch. But nonetheless, I'm gonna stick with 7-1. I think it's pretty good. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put that up on my Facebook page. So how's everybody doing out there tonight? I hope you're enjoying the WWE pay-per-view. If you heard Anthony Mojo's show yesterday, it was pretty good that I was on there. I mean, the show is good when I'm not on there, but it's a pretty cool, it's an awesome show, I shouldn't say. Pretty good. It's a good show. It's a great show if you like sports. And I'm a big sports nut, so. But, yeah, Anthony's got some great chops, and he's doing pretty good. And we're doing pretty good. We're on Spreaker. Spreaker hit, like, 9,000 hits today. So we're on Spreaker, iTunes. Let's see. Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher. We're all over the place, you know. Blog Talk, we're on everything, so we have our hands on everything. We're like the click and the club. But I thought leading into this pay-per-view was pretty good. I thought the build-up for it was good. Certainly didn't disappoint me. What disappoints me is when I have a horrible pay-per-view, when I go I go low. But tonight was a good night. So, now if you guys had a pick'em type deal, let me know about it. You know, if you're home and you want to talk some wrestling, hey, I'm here. You know, Magic Mike is in the building, waiting on my brother Sin, my ex-clan brother, kind of like a Shield brother. Let's see if I can drum him up. Hopefully, I'll get him. I don't know. Something happened tonight, some technical difficulties. I don't know if he's calling. So, yeah, I was happy with the pay-per-view. Looking forward to SummerSlam, you know, on the road, on the official road to SummerSlam. Wondering what Monday Night Raw is going to bring. So all in all, it was from top to bottom, if I had to grade this pay-per-view, I'd give it an A. All the matches made sense. It wasn't a match where I got lost in the match or didn't understand the match or didn't like a match. I thought every match was great. So, but if you, like I said, if you guys like the... a match, let me know. I'm always here to help you, and if you didn't like it, I'll tell you why you should have liked it, or maybe you don't have to like it. But that's the way it is. You know, we all have our likes. I mean, some people like to eat. Some people like to eat spaghetti. Some people like to eat steak. Some people like to eat steak with spaghetti. So, if you're ready to call in and, you know, digest some of this wrestling talk, then that's cool. I'm ready to do it with you. Why don't we take a couple of commercial breaks, get into it, because we're going to be hitting it hard when I come back from the break. And I'll be welcoming in, hopefully, my brother. We'll be calling the show tonight, Mr. Sin. I call him my brother from another mother. Hang on, here's a commercial break.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension.
Okay, we're back with the battleground, and I see we have a number. Let me go to the phones. Hello?
What's going on, Mikey?
What's up, brother? You totally got me with another number, man. It's Cynthia, the Black Sinister. What's going on?
I'm chilling, man, hanging in there. Kind of pissed I didn't get a chance to watch Battleground because my network was sucky on my phone, because I wasn't home. I was out having dinner with the family, and
That's not cool. I didn't know that, but I'm glad you called in anyway to talk. I mean, the handyman,
anyway.
What happened?
I said, of course I'm going to call in anyway. You're my favorite.
I know. I didn't think you were. You don't call in on Tuesdays no more. You have no more time. That you're really working. You're a working man. We miss you, man. You know, this Tuesday is going to be a good show. I have Sean Maluta on the show.
Oh, word. Shout out to Big Sean, man. Congratulations.
Yes. You know, maybe if you get some time, he's going to call in about 12:15. So if you get some time, maybe you can call him up and talk to him. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. Sean is a, well, you know, Sean's a great guy, and I love the W, I love that whole CWC, you know. It's going good right now. They're doing very good.
Yeah, they're doing real good, man. It's taking off real well for them.
Good for them, right? It's like, wow, it's like all these guys we knew, right? Who knew, right? All these guys. When I heard from Staten Island, New York, I was like, wow, that's awesome. But, but the handyman was supposed to call in, but he called me, told me, he was at a party, and he didn't get a chance to watch Battleground. So I told him SummerSlam recap, bring it. I told him to be ready. I didn't do anything yet. I talked a little bit about the pay-per-view, but I didn't get into specifics because I was waiting for you. Breeze, the kickoff show, Breezango versus the Usos. Very good match. Kicks are phenomenal. Breezango is a great team. They actually won by outsmarting the Usos. And, the crowd was into that match, and that match was really, really good. And I picked Breezango to win. What?
I think it's kind of crazy how, you know, WWE build these teams up and just they main eventers at one point, and then now they get pushed all the way down to the, you know, pre-show.
So let me ask you a question. Let's start there. They're main eventers. You think that this guy Tyler Breeze is a main eventer? I don't think so.
No, I'm talking about as far as like the Usos.
Oh, the Usos. Yeah, the Usos are definitely main eventers. Not Breezango and not Fandango. Fandango's not a main eventer. He's a good wrestler, but he's not a main eventer yet.
That's true.
Did you have a drink tonight?
No, I didn't.
That's good. You should have. By the way, Sin is a DJ. Just to let everybody know that he spins.
Yes, I do.
I have no life, so I caught you on the live. I'm just sitting there like, wow, this guy's spinning. Right, so anyway, let's get to it. Your girl. What?
I said, did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I did. I loved it. I love when you said shout out to Magic Mike. It made my day.
I figured you would. Like the little rib I pulled to.
Right, I loved it. Shout out to the sign guy. I miss those days, you know. I miss getting up, getting in the car, driving places. But anyway, let's talk about the next match. We've got to get into this. Sasha Banks, your woman.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't get a chance to watch it. It's okay. I'll make it up to you when you get home. I'll rub you down and everything. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it, baby. It's going to be short. He'll rub you down. Sasha Banks and her surprise tag team partner have before we get into this, have you been on Facebook or at all?
No.
So you don't know anything, right?
I don't know anything.
Who do you? Well, hey, he's admitting it, folks, on the air. He doesn't know anything. No. Who? By the way, this is pro wrestling now with Magic Mike Ferrara, WWE 2016 Battleground recap. After we're done with this recap, I actually should talk to you about the. I want to talk to you about the draft and some other cool things. So I'm glad you decided to call the show tonight. That's awesome. All right, so let's get to the other stuff. So who do you think she picked?
My guess would probably I would go either with Trish Stratus or Lita.
I'll give you a hint. It's somebody from NXT.
Somebody from NXT?
Mm-hmm, and she's a hugger.
Bailey?
Yep.
Wow.
And my heart almost stopped.
Holy crap.
Washington loved it. Bailey was awesome. Bailey is hot, and I think she's sexy. I mean, Tasha's great to look at, but Bailey's just, I like Bailey. I would love to hug Bailey. As much as I like Paige for some strange, odd reason, but I mean, maybe the way she talks.
Probably.
Her and Emma. I like Emma. I like the way Emma talks. She's like, Emma's like, I want some water. So anyway, Sasha and Bailey versus. I almost said Dana Brooke and Charlotte. I almost said Little Charlotte. Dana Brooke, copycat. I got to say, great match. Great job done by all. Great way to start the pay-per-view. Get the suspense out of the way. Sasha and Bailey came out the winners. Sasha made Charlotte tap out, which should be a preview if they're going to do a match coming up at SummerSlam. She's got to know she's for real. So, Charlotte, doubt you're listening, but you should be. Sasha's coming for your belt.
Okay.
So that should be cool to watch. You know, we could talk about the pay-per-view. You didn't see it. But you know what? So, it's like... It's not like a movie where you're going to spoil it for someone. It's to me, if somebody told me the ending of a baseball game, if someone said, hey, the Yankees just beat the Mets 5-0, you know what? Okay, I'm going to still watch because I want to see how it happened, you know? They're listening and didn't get a chance to watch the pay-per-view. It's okay because I have you covered. And Sin's going to input that into it as well. Going into it, I will also give you my picks. Going into it, I picked Breezango. I actually picked on the show. I picked this week on the show, the Mojo Sports Show with Anthony. He's going to be calling in a little bit. We're going to be talking with him. hopefully the calls will call in at 718-508-9883. And every time I go to a commercial, I say, my boy Sin says, pay the bills. So you're still here on the show.
That's right.
So anyway, so, you know, as always, you know, like I said, the number to call is 718-508-9883. I know there was a lot going on tonight. There was a lot of people that I knew that were going to Washington. I'm like, why are people going to Washington? And they start posting. But, I mean, hey, you know, that match to me, though, was how a match is supposed to be done. Hey, Macho Man, did you like that match?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, see, Macho, do you like Sasha?
Oh, yeah!
You think she's hot?
Oh, yeah!
Hey, Macho, you better pick on your own ladies, man. That's mine.
Do you think you can kick Sin's ass?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, man. Sin, I think
you are out of here.
I think you're out of here, I think. You are out of here. Oh, man. Soundboard's the courtesy of the Mojo Sports Show. So anyway, so me playing with the spot. So let's get on with it. So I picked Sasha Banks' team to win because I think that Sasha is going to set this thing up for SummerSlam. And it better be a one-on-one. I don't want a triple threat. I want one-on-one, and I want Sasha winning it. But that's for SummerSlam. Bray Wyatt, the Wyatt family, are going to be broken up. They wrestled New Day tonight. Again, great team. Bray Wyatt did everything to intimidate Mr. Woods. Xavier Woods was like a scared rabbit. At the end of the match, he did his thing and put the Sister Abigail on Woods, and New Day lost. But, you know, they didn't lose their title, which is good.
That's good. Shout out to New Day. Also,
yeah, New Day's doing good, man.
Shout out to New Day from landing their own cereal. Their cereal's coming out real soon. Very, very soon.
But another team, good Bootios. But, again, they're a good, great team. They work great together. Splitting them up, I don't think they'd go that far again. But, I mean, not that I don't want them to go far. I always wanted Kofi Kingston to be the next champion. I thought Kofi had potential.
Yes, he definitely does.
I like Kofi.
Great athlete.
I think he works himself, and he's good. Right, so that was a good match, and it was very enjoyable. They had a lot of moments. Like I said, I got nervous with I didn't know what Woods was going to do. So shout out to New Day. Also, Rusev destroyed Ryder. Wasn't even a match. It sucked. Ryder sucks. I don't like him. I don't like Zach. I'm ashamed to say it. Not ashamed to say it, but I don't like him. I just don't see any point to him. He's a good worker. Great worker. At the end of the match,
he was doing his thing down in NXT.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And I'm not knocking the guy. I just don't like him. Some of these guys I don't like. Or I didn't like Rusev in the beginning. I mean, to cheer for him, I won't cheer for Rusev. I'm not really a bad guy person anymore, to heel. But I understand their point. And I understand where you're coming from. All right, so let me ask you a question then. This is my next question to you. Who do you think is going to be Rusev's next opponent? And I'll give you a hint. Someone that just got drafted. And he's going to be on SmackDown. And he's from NXT.
Finn Balor.
Mm-mm.
No?
No. This guy stays hype.
Oh.
He's a hype bro. Mojo Rawley.
That's right.
Yep, he came out tonight to save Ryder from getting destroyed. Rusev is vicious, dude. Rusev has, I think Rusev's flexibility is unbelievable. Shout out to Lana. She gets to enjoy the flexibility. Oh, man. I must press you. He's a good talent, and I could see him moving up in the main event spot, but mm-hmm. he's good. In the beginning they had him beat nobodies really. Today, where he's wrestling all these great stuff. I mean, Ryder's not bad. One match on the card, I was pissed off about. It annoyed the hell out of me, and I'm going to talk about that next as I move on from the Rusev. Pissed me off the most. Darren Young versus The Miz, double disqualification. Really stupid. Bob Backlund's out there. Maurice is out there. Backlund, I thought, was going to chicken wing Maurice. Maurice or whatever her name is. I should say Maurice. Maurice, not Maurice. But anyway, so match didn't happen. So I got to ask Anthony if I lose, because I actually picked Darren to win. So I think I probably lost that. I think I'm 7-2. But no one won, so I don't know. I don't know how that works. Shout out to Darren Young for not winning. Somebody said we're making Darren Young great again. When the hell was he ever great?
Yeah, I second that. I think he was a little better when he had his hair and he was looking like a treasure troll. He had a little more, essence to it. But
I mean, you gotta love Ball back. You gotta love Backlund though. Backlund's just a nut, and he's good. All right, so let's move on from that. So. What actually happened was Maurice pushed Bob Backlund down, and Bob Backlund got up, and Bob Backlund was laying down, and Maurice told what's his name, The Miz, that he got slapped in the face. Also, while I'm thinking about it, Randy Orton came out tonight, and he was on the number one show on WWE. It's the highlight reel, according to Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho said, "How do you like being on my show?" Orton replied, "I didn't know if I was on your show or the Ellen show with that haircut." Isn't that funny? Jericho got ripped up by Orton tonight. Orton's got a tall order. Sorry, go ahead.
How did Orton look? Did he look like he was ripped
or
anything?
Like he was good. He looked like he was in fighting shape. No, he looked good, Orton. I mean, Orton also said he's not on any PEDs. But Brock Lesnar got caught, and the WWE is not going to suspend him because it wasn't for. It wasn't for the WWE, but if I was them, I would test them now. They're like, you know what, bitch, I'm testing you, taking you to Test City. And I'm not a Brock Lesnar hater, I'm just saying. I mean, WWE should fucking capitalize on these things, Guys want to use drugs, you get in trouble. Look at Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns took a lot of shit for it, and he still gets shit for it. But he's a better person. I mean, then he got booed like crazy tonight, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Let's get through this. So where are we? All right, so Zayn versus Owen was the match of the night, and Zayn beat Owens, and the crowd went crazy. Now, let me ask
you
a question.
Well, they always put on great matches ever since.
Right, they definitely do. Well, let me ask you a question. You have Sami Zayn and Mojo brought this up to my attention yesterday. You have Sami Zayn on Monday Night Raw, and you have Owens on Monday Night Raw. This is supposed to be the final match. They're on Raw together. I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's
going to
happen.
They can sit there and say that it's the final match, but we all know that it's not going to be the final match. They're going to find some type of way to, you know, rekindle
their... I tell you what I would like to see. I would like to see a number one contenders match for the title and have Owens win it and have Owens wrestle Dean. I've heard that those two put on some great matches. I'd like to see Owens not win the title, but I'd like to see him go for the title. I mean, I think he should eventually. I mean, maybe not now because he just lost to Zane, but sometime in the near future. I mean, I think the WWE has to move on from the Seth Rollins. Something else baffled me tonight, which we'll get into. It was about them saying about the title. No, I'm not going to say it, but they said that a title is going to be on one show, which leads me to believe that they're going to have another title.
I was just going to ask you that. Do you think that they're going to
end
up bringing out
another title.
For SmackDown?
Yep, I think the TV belt.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense, though.
You heard me? I think the TV title's coming back.
Yeah.
Hacks Hudson Duggan found it in the garbage. I saw it. Shout out to Hacksaw. Natty, as I could like to call it. Shout out to Smith Hart for his niece. I mean, come on.
Only female that ever been in a dungeon.
Yep, definitely. Natalya beat Becky. Great. Ow, my eyes. A bug just went in my eye, but that's all right. Natalya beat Becky, and it was a good match. I thought Becky was gonna cry. Natalya was beating the shit out of her. Natalya did something that's very, very smart. Actually, the announcer's
Natalya is a very, very, very great female worker.
She's solid, dude. She
looks like she works solid.
She looks like Jimmy and Nightheart and fucking Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Without the goatee and stuff, she could definitely be. You know that's his daughter. I mean, everyone knows that. I mean,
right.
But you could tell it's his daughter. But 718-508-9883. I want someone to call me up tonight and tell me why they hated this pay per view. I had a message on Facebook and some guy just said to me, I fell asleep. This is the best pay per view I've ever fell asleep on. If the problem is that a lot of these wrestling fans, then they like old school wrestling. They don't like today's
mm-hmm.
wrestling. So you know what? Don't watch it.
Mhm.
And it annoys the shit out of me because if they're not satisfied, what do they have to do? Oh, by the way, you talked about Bootios having a cereal. $12 for a box of cereal? I would not buy that crap.
Oh yeah, I'm not buying it. But I just said shout out to them, you know.
The only way I'm buying that for either $12 or $25 and get a shirt with it, as if I get Francine number 4 with it, you know.
Use Francine to take a shit with.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you know. Everybody gets a toy trombone. It ain't gonna happen though. But whatever. Whatever. It's all good. Alright, so moving along, Natty destroyed Becky Lynch, put her in the sharpshooter. The announcers, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about tonight about Bret Hart. They didn't tell the story about how Bret got the sharpshooter. Brett got it from Conan because Conan taught it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But even though Stinger was using it for years, so he actually said it. You know, like, can you teach me the Scorpion Deathlock? That's what the name of the move really is, and then the Sharpshooter came into it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I liked it, and I liked the match, and I loved Natalya, so that match was good. Darren Young versus Miz, like I said, didn't happen, really. Double disqualification. Stupid nonsense. Cena, you know, it was the Miz pushed Backlund, and then Darren Young came out and put the chicken wing on him, and Cena, Enzo, and Big Cass. They said that AJ Styles looked like a soccer mom. they said that when he drops them off the Monday Night Raw tomorrow, he could reminisce with them. So that's Enzo and Cass, and that match was really good. It looked like that AJ Styles was going to win at one point, but John Cena hit the AA from the second row. Even though people say Cena sucks, he still did good tonight. So Cena looked good. So that's another win for me. That's another pick. And then your main event.
Of course Super Cena's going to win. We all know that.
Super Cena, I mean, it's good for business. The fact that they drafted him a little high, I was a little upset with that. But I guess it's for people, the wrestlers that really want to, the wrestlers that really want to be there. Mm-hmm. But I like Cena. I think he's really good. And people know I like Cena. I'm not ashamed of him. I like the guy. I think he's really good. I think he's better than most people give him credit for. But I don't know.
Cena can work. To make him work, like his first match with AJ. Oh man, that match was fucking unbelievable.
Right,
it was unfucking believable. They had
right.
To me, it was the match of the night. But
I
it's
agree.
Like you know, everybody is so.
I'll tell you what, when he first wrestled Owens, he put on a great match. When he wrestled Rusev at WrestleMania. He put on a really good match. I think you're right. With people that are going to push him, like with The Rock pushed him to his limits.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. Like when he wrestled Bray, it was like, eh, it wasn't really anything to write home about. But
right.
when he wrestled somebody, even when he worked the Great Khali, it was like nothing to write home about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if you watch John Cena. That's what you get out of them. You want to see Super Cena come out. That's what you want if you're a fan. You want to see your guy come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's
lucky. Yeah, but
he gets to go home.
I mean,
hey,
like,
listen,
with,
he's lucky. He's lucky because he gets to go home and bang a bell.
Yeah.
And then I think Nikki's pretty good. I like Nikki and I like Bree. I think Daniel Bryan gives that yes, yes, yes to the Bellas and shout out. Yeah, exactly. Daniel Bryan's awesome, and that's my next point. Daniel Bryan comes out with Shane to watch the next match because, you know, champion's going to go to SmackDown or Raw. Dean Ambrose and what's his name, Seth Rollins, actually worked really good together against Roman Reigns. They actually, like, teamed up together a couple of times, and I was shocked. And then, of course,
wow.
You know, of course, after that, you know, Seth has to go and, you know, powerbomb Roman Reigns with Dean Ambrose, then takes a chair and relives his moment when he turned on the Shield. There were a lot of false finishes in that match, and to tell you the truth, the winner, and still WWE champion, Dean Ambrose, and he takes the belt with him to SmackDown. Which means Monday Night Raw does not have a champion.
So what I'm guessing is going to happen, they're going to do a little tournament to pick to see who's going to, hold the title. And
you know what,
honestly,
you know what I would do, right?
What's that?
I'd have a tournament and let it end SummerSlam.
And see who's going to pick. Okay, but now, how are they going to, split these, how are they going to split these pay-per-views now? Are they going to be more pay-per-views? Are they going to be less pay-per-views? Are they still going to be
I'm
going to
tell you. You want the answer? I'll give you the answer.
Okay.
September, they're going to have two pay-per-views.
Okay.
Right? October, they'll have two pay-per-views. November, they'll have one Survivor Series. December, mm-hmm. They'll have two. January 1, Royal Rumble, and then February they'll have two. March or April, depending if it's WrestleMania, they'll have one or two. I think they do two sometimes. And then April they'll have two, and May they'll have two, and June they'll have one. I'm guessing the big ones they'll have two and one, like August and stuff. But I did hear the Clash of the Champions is coming back. And I heard Backlash is coming back.
Okay. But they need to get rid of Clash of the Champions and bring in Bragging Rights.
Yeah,
so they can have,
I can see that.
So they can have
a brand
battle.
You know, they're gonna get rid of I don't know what they're doing, but I don't know if anything is scheduled. That's weird. I gotta look that up at the tickets center here while I'm online. We'll do that right now. But guys, I just want to let you know to call in the show. I want to hear from the fans tonight. 718-508-9883. I want to hear from everybody that watched the pay per view tonight. If you liked it, tell us why you liked it. If you hated it, hey, tell us why you hated it. A lot of people like.
Hey, you want to talk to me? Call in.
Yeah, you want to talk to Finn? We don't get a chance to talk to Finn. Actually, right now, Finn and I are going to talk about a couple of things. What have you been up to, my brother, since the last time we spoke?
I just did a TV taping for ECPW and Paramus, where I had a three-way with Junior Flo and Kyle Angus.
Mm-hmm.
And
a three-way match, ladies and gentlemen, not a three-way. Get your mind out of other people. He loves females. I know that.
Yes, I do. Love the women.
Who
ladies.
Doesn't?
And
shout out to every female out there. If you're a female and you're out there, give us a call. 718-508-983. Hey, Sasha Banks, if you want to give us a call, that would be really, really good to call in.
Well, I know especially someone that's listening right now. I know she's listening.
Oh,
so,
who's that? Sasha.
I'm not going to get you in trouble with the missus. Yeah, I'm not gonna say her name. She knows who she is.
Do I know her?
No, you haven't met her. Not yet. You haven't met her yet.
Not yet. I'll probably never meet her. No, I haven't seen you in how long. All right. Backlash is coming Sunday, September 11th. Coliseum.
Wow. That's a crazy date to put on the show.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't know what's going on tonight with the WWE. They're having problems with the WWE events. I don't know why they do that, but some of their events, they're kind of cuckoo. So, but anyway, yeah, Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live. I love the fact that SmackDown's live. I actually love it. I agree. don't have it as a special, have it live every week, and then I'll be able to watch it and comment on it. And, you know, publicity is good. If it's bad publicity, it's still good. If it's good publicity, you know, it's going to be off the hook.
Either way, it's gonna you know, draw attention to it, whether it's good publicity or bad publicity.
Hey, and
either way it goes, you still want that publicity,
right? But you know, the McMahons are working. You know, it's like Vince is saying to his son and daughter, "You guys are working now." You know,
mm-hmm.
Not that they weren't working before, but come on.
Yeah, they got to put the pedal to the metal now. They have to
get it in. You're not kidding me, man. You're not kidding.
Shane has a lot of work ahead of him to, you know, build Raw up. I mean, not Raw. He has a big task ahead of him to build SmackDown up.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Raw. How would he build Raw up?
You know,
they're saying that Night of the Champions is going to be in Bakersfield, Indianapolis, a Baker's Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
Wow.
But you know, for people that are wondering about when the WWE is coming here, I was told that November, I think the 2nd or the 1st of November, SmackDown Live is going to be at what the hell is the name of that place? The Prudential Center. Yeah, here it is. SmackDown on November 1st. So that should be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
You know, and then of course they're going to be at Madison Square Garden. Tickets are on sale now, actually. So, and I have to go to that because I always go to the holiday shows, and I know we were at a holiday show together, and we never met up.
Yeah, that was
an awesome time, man. 2013 with the cage match. Booker T's music plays forever, and he didn't come out. All the announcers did good tonight. Booker just said, tell me he didn't just say that. Anyway, all the announcers did good tonight. I see that they're taking Jerry Lawler off SmackDown. I think that's a waste of time. Good announcer. I don't know why they're doing it. I don't think it's necessary. But, again, they took him off of Raw, and
only because, you know, Jerry is still fresh off of his suspension, and
I think they were moving him anyway.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think the reason why they put him on SmackDown is because, you know, that would, they thought that would help him out, well, help SmackDown out, and it really wasn't working. So they need to just put him back on Raw. Bring JBL to SmackDown.
Which they are. They're doing it.
And, you know, let's get it. Or even leave JBL there.
No, JBL's going to SmackDown.
Okay. Either or.
Apparently you didn't know.
No, I didn't know.
He's going to SmackDown, ladies and gentlemen. Not that I really care about JBL. I like JBL, but I don't know. He's annoying at times.
He is
a great color commentary. He is great. Sometimes he reminds me of Jerry King Lawler. Sometimes he reminds me of Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yes.
Jerry always reminded me of Bobby Heenan because Jerry's just so quick-witted.
Yes.
Other than that, I thought Monday Night Raw leading into Battleground was really good. I love this I love this time of the year when we get a pay-per-view, a month when we get a pay-per-view, and it's worth watching. For $9.99, who can go wrong? Somebody said to me the other day. Somebody asked me the other day if I thought they were going to raise the price because they're going to have two pay-per-views. I said they better not because I could barely make the $9.99 now. I remember what I had to do for $60. I mean, I remember what we had to do to get the $60, not what I did for it because I worked for it.
Hey,
I didn't do anything for money.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, ladies and gentlemen.
No, yeah. You know what it is? It's the wrestling. It's the love of the business. So, just like I love when people tell me that I'm out for myself because I try to book guests and stuff. I mean, if I can't book a guest on my podcast, then what's the sense of me having a podcast?
This is true.
Going in for business for myself, I'm never like that. Dude, you know me. You know me for years. You know I'm not like that.
Nah, you never been that way.
I always put people ahead of me, really. I mean, I go out of my way for people. But that's another story for another show. I can go on and on about that. But anyway, we're here tonight. We're talking about Battleground, 718-508-9883. Finn did not see Battleground tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That's funny. Oh, man. Actually, shout out to someone I know that's not listening to the show, Mr. Magic. I spoke to Magic a couple of days ago. Did you guys have your X-Clan reunion?
Well, no, because the venue had got canceled because they couldn't get I was told two different stories. One, I was told that they couldn't do the block party because they didn't have enough signatures or something like that. Then I was told the truth, which was Danger didn't have enough money to rent the ring, so he had to cancel it.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, he's talking about Danger. Danger was a wrestler that I think he took a picture with Virgil. You ever see that picture? It looks just like him.
Oh, God. No, I haven't seen it.
Looks just like it looks just like him. Virgil standing with the fan. It looks just like him. At a Subway.
Oh, God.
Good old
Virgil.
Mr. Fuck Money himself. Fuck money,
absolutely.
Meanwhile, he needs it. I'm taking pictures by the Subway. I'm looking to see if I can get that up on the internet somehow. I think Subway pick with the fan. It was WWE Virgil. Yeah, I have it right here. Oh, God. Mr. Fuck Bunny himself. Superstar Virgil. You ever see when people like to joke about him? I feel bad for him actually, because people like to really joke about him. Like they say things like, "Oh, go and meet Virgil. There's no line. And he's just sitting there by himself. And there's no line waiting for autographs. I'd get an autograph from him. I like him.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had a chance.
A problem. Magic rips the guy apart for working. Oh, Magic goes, he's horrible. Magic's like, oh, he sucks. Richie Rotten says the same thing. It's like, he's like Mikey. He sucks. You know, Richie Rotten really ripped the guy to shreds. Everybody ripped the guy to shreds.
Yeah, this is true.
Now, why are they saying my computer's offline? It's not offline. I'm online. I'm supposed to be online. How are they saying I'm offline?
Gotta fix that thing.
I'm here. It's not my fault, you know. I'm online. It says there's no internet connection. Oh, bite me. So anyway, the number to call, because I am online, ladies and gentlemen. This thing wouldn't be able to work if it wasn't online. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk to Sin? You want to talk to me? So, with that being said, what did you end up doing? I know Magic said he wrestled that weekend.
Yeah. I don't know where he wrestled at, but only thing that I did was just the ECPW's TV taping.
Hey, by the way, I had your boy on my show, Danger. So, excuse me. Shout out to, not Danger. I had your boy on my show, Corey Dillinger. I was going to say Dillinger and Danger came out.
Yeah, shout out to Corey D, man. He's a good dude.
Danger was funny. Oh, I'm not coming to work on your show. That guy's on my show, and they come together, and they were fine. That's because I put in Virgil's name. That's why it went offline. They don't want me to have Virgil on the show. Yeah, my computer's telling me I'm offline. How am I offline? Google's probably all fucking lying.
Google's always offline.
Everybody's on. I'm online. This thing wouldn't be working if I wasn't online. Since I have internet access, something's going on. Something screwy is going on tonight. Hopefully the call is called the show. I mean, come on, guys. You want to talk about the WWE? Not that many people are on the air right now. They're probably sleeping. How they tell me that I have no internet connection is ridiculous, because I do have internet. Detecting problems. Well, you can't tell me I don't have any problems. Maybe if I restart my computer, maybe. Who knows? So if you're on hold, you're on hold. I got to tell you that right now. But anyway, let's talk some more about wrestling. Let's get into it some more. The NXT, as you know, Rhino came back.
Okay.
And Rhino's getting called up to WWE. He's gonna be wrestling there soon.
I don't like Rhino. Like, I met the guy in person. He's a total dick. Like,
a lot of people told me that about him. A lot of people say he really don't care about people.
Yeah. He's
Where'd you meet him? SWF?
No, I met Rhino at a Jersey All-Pro.
Oh, so have I.
Yeah,
he's very dismissive.
Yeah, he is.
Not like Balls Mahoney that will talk your ear off like me. May he rest in peace. It was me, Balls Mahoney, and me, Balls Mahoney, one time in Magic, and Balls Mahoney just told the stories. And he told us why he hated Shawn Michaels. A lot of people hate Shawn Michaels. I mean, I like the Heartbreak Kid. I love the Heartbreak. I think he's great. I thought he was a great wrestler, but anyway. Keeping it relevant to the story. So he told us stories, and then it was me and him and one of the guys, Petey Mikes. Yeah, you know Petey. Shout out to Petey, who won't call the show. I think he's afraid. He's afraid of what I might say to him. he's cool. Petey's, your device is offline. How is my device offline? Only on this show. My device goes offline. I'm supposed to be logged in. Oh, fucking assholes. So that means that if you're on hold, you're going to be on hold forever until I can figure out how to get my program running right tonight. But anyway, so Sin, talking to you about Petey for a second. So it was me, Bulk Mahoney, and Petey. And Petey's like, how come you guys never booked Bulk Mahoney? And I'm like, because Wilson didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine not knowing who Bulk Mahoney is. Why don't I have an internet connection? My internet is not working.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
I had a problem with it once before. Oh, there it is. Had a problem with it a long time ago, and I don't know why it's not connecting. Hoping it's working. I see that my phone's working. Let me get my phone. I don't know what happened. I have internet on my phone.
What are you doing? You're using your hotspot?
What? I'm using my thing.
Oh.
I don't know how I got kicked out, but no internet's telling me. That's not good.
Yeah, that's never good.
No, not when I need it. Checking my network requirements. If it asks me to put a password in here on the screen, it shouldn't be doing this to me while I have a show. It's not like I'm out in a not secure area. I've been out here all day. You know, my father, all he does is sit home now. So my dad's home. No internet won't let me connect. This is fun. If you're on hold, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm trying to. I don't want to hang up and stop the show. I feel bad. People are like, how come if I'm on hold, he's not answering the phone call? I mean.
Or somebody on the line already?
I have no clue. I'm not there.
Oh.
My phone's working. No internet. How is it no internet? That's why I was wondering why. Oh. Bugs everywhere. That's crazy. I'm in a screened house and bugs are everywhere. This is not cool at all. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I got things I have to go into. I have to get into stuff. Blog Talk. Oh, man. This is crazy. I don't know what the fuck happened. No internet security, that's. This happened to me once before. Oh, wait. I think it's coming back. It's not funny.
You're playing
this
Patty Cake
tonight, of all things. And no, I'm not doing this for ratings, ladies and gentlemen. I would love to know what happened. I honestly would love to know how this happened to me.
You didn't pay the bill.
I'd pay the bill. It wouldn't work on my phone. Bugs everywhere. Bugs everywhere. I can't even tell the people to call in because I can't. And I have nobody to run the board for me. This is great.
Awesome.
Network. Yeah, this is awesome. That's right. Checking network requirements. It's great. It's not even letting me get in. It's not even letting me put a password in. troubleshoot problems. I don't know what the problem is. Detecting problems. Maybe I have a problem with my Windows or something. Well, you know what, people? You had to change when I was online. I don't know what to tell you. Troubleshooting. Your DSN server might not be available. Why not, though? If I could get... It's working on my phone. My phone's got it. I'm telling you this happened to me once before. I can't get into... I gotta get into mine. Come on. Oh, at that time it looked like it was gonna start to blink in and out. What happened? I don't think it's because I'm outside. I've been outside all this time. Can't work this thing. I don't know what the fuck is going on. If you're on hold, ladies and gentlemen, stay on hold, because there's nothing I can do about it. I can't answer your phone calls if I'm not live or at the board. Oh my God, that's crazy. It's great. Only on my show this happens. We're in the middle of a live show, and this happens. That's crazy. All right, so we can't do nothing until I can figure out how to get us back on the air. So anyway, so what else is going on, Sin? What else is going on?
Well,
hello?
I'm getting a rematch. I'm getting a rematch with Jim Flo.
I'm saying hello, and you're not even fucking answering.
I said hello. I'm talking.
Oh, wow, it's about time. I don't know what the fuck, man.
I was talking. Did you hear me talking?
All right, sorry, go ahead. So you got a rematch.
Yeah, I'm getting a rematch with Junior Flo, a.k.a. the Zombie King. And
reason being is because our last match, he was, he had Kyle Angus in the figure four, and I just jumped off the top rope with a frog splash, and I was getting the pin, and as the ref was counting to three, as soon as he, before he even got to three, Kyle Angus tapped to the figure four.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard that story.
Yeah.
I think, well, I didn't.
Yeah, that pissed me off, but what are you going to do?
So Kyle Angus tapped because someone
tapped
him out.
Yeah, he was tapping out the same time he was getting pinned. Talk about controversy. I think I just created this. I think I just created the first Paramus screw job.
Paramus screw job. Because they don't like you.
Because I'm black. That's why.
Kyle Angus. I never even heard of him.
He's a great dude, good worker. He's Scottish. He does like the Braveheart type gimmick. Still having trouble over there?
Yeah, I didn't do anything yet.
Jeez, I was going to say, come on, ladies, call me. Can't tell you to call me, you still going to be on hold.
Yeah.
We got Magic Mike over there troubleshooting the lines, baby. Troubleshoot the lines. The best way he knows how.
Great, wonderful.
I can fix this.
Ladies and gentlemen, he said he can fix it. Ding, 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 ding. No.
That's all.
Should we play the Jeopardy theme song?
Okay. That's the theme song that we should play for you when you can't remember your opponent's names.
Hey, I'll try.
You try. Too many chair shots to the head.
That is true.
So how's ECPW these days?
Well, they're doing good.
How's Gino Caruso?
Just Italiano. He's okay, I guess.
Yeah, next time you see him, Tom Milk says, what's up?
Definitely. Definitely.
This is crazy.
Still not getting it?
Reboot this thing. Well, I didn't try it. I'm in my room, so. I'm checking out my PlayStation 2 while I'm at it.
Let's get to work.
Okay. Last time the guy told me it was my computer. Brand new computer.
Sad, I left my laptop. I mean, my brother.
You know who I had on the show? Oh, man. Hold on one second.
Well, to all the fans that are listening, just know, you know, I do have a show coming up, I think. Do I? Let's check my calendar. August 13th, so far. Ellenville, New York. Pioneer Fire Department. I will be facing a mystery opponent. So, if you're in the Ellenville area, you want to see me kick some ass, come up and watch. It's going to be a great match. I don't care who it is and I'm working. I'm kicking ass, taking names later.
Telling me that I have no anything. No internet. I wonder if I should reset the box again. Make my sister-in-law go nuts again.
Yeah, that sucks.
In the middle of the show and my internet goes, but my phone still has internet. And cross pattern.
Sucks.
Yeah, it sucks because I gotta get back online. The minutes are ticking away and we're talking like we're on the phone with our friends. People are probably wondering why they're on fucking hold.
Mm-hmm.
They're on hold, we got a problem. I lost my my internet access. I don't know how that happened. It's always mine, it looks like. Somebody else's. Can't sign in. An error. During communication with the server. This is a DNS error.
suggested actions. Restart the system now. Try to connect the line. Restore your router or something. Oh, God. That's great. No internet access.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are enjoying the show.
Yeah, wonderful. Thanks.
I would tell you to call in, but we have a little technical difficulties.
I would tell you you're an idiot.
Did you just Jericho me?
Yeah, I Jericho'd you. Jericho you. That's a new thing now. It's a new slang. I Jericho'd you. I like to Jericho you.
Just got Jericho'd.
Oh, man. Going to a different topic, though. New Japan Wrestling.
Yes, how was it for you?
It was good when somebody pulled breaker, they go cold breaker. Talk amongst yourself. I'll be right back.
Well, ladies, it is officially 12:39. It's on a late night. You're on the phone with the Black Sinister, a.k.a. Uncle Daddy. A.K.A. your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler. So, damn, I can't even tell you guys to call in. Because you can't. It's all right. Well, I think Mikey's going to go check the phone lines, I guess. Okay. I got a good joke. What do you call a gay midget? Now let's think about it for a while. Oh, God. As soon as Mikey come back, I'm going to ask him. It sounds like he's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. He is working his way back. Do, 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 do. Females always talking about they had bad, they bad, yeah, right, you bad at cooking, bad at making decisions.
Okay, I reset it.
Okay.
What a dick.
Okay, so I was telling jokes.
Oh, goodness. You're not Eddie Murphy. You know that, right?
It was kind of funny.
Shut up.
It was funny and controversial at the same time. What do you call
What do you call a gay midget?
Don't gay jokes on my show, please. I don't know what.
Sweet and low.
What?
What do you call a gay midget? Sweet and low.
I don't know. What an idiot.
Sweet and low.
Sweet and low, you're a jerk.
Now that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's
you
hilarious.
You can't lie, Mikey. That was funny.
What do you call a wrestler? That goes around taking pictures with other wrestlers that are famous. They call them a mark, so that's it. Suck it, dang.
No, oh, man.
This is great.
Okay, so now the phone lines are back on.
Fear and hold standby. I don't know how long I could do this. I feel bad for people out there.
That's okay. They love us anyway, Mike.
Yeah, well, I mean, they better. See, it's not working.
How much longer we got on the air?
I don't know. How do I know?
How do you not know?
Well, because I don't have the thing in front of me telling me.
You don't know how much longer we have on the air.
We are on the air.
I said, how much longer?
I don't know. I just said, I thought you said we're probably not on the air. I can't, I don't know. I made it worse. I'm trying to get us on the internet, back on the internet. Hit a button before. See if my Wi-Fi is on. See, it's not working. All right, let's see if this. No, it's just not working. I would love to unplug the fucking router. I can't find the plug. DSN error. This is a DSN error. So it might not be our fault, but. Yeah, I don't even know what to tell you. I would love to fix this while I'm on the air. This is a problem. A DSN error. Verizon Wireless, you suck.
So, I just got a text message. Somebody said my joke was funny.
Whatever. I got a text message for you too. What do you call an African American with a small dick? Finn.
No, that's not me.
Actually, that's not true. I've seen it. It's kind of big. No, I have not seen it, so I can't comment on it. I've heard rumors about it, though. I heard you had to really, you know, try to get a big one.
No, I don't have to. I don't have to try.
My jokes are funny. My joke's funny.
Yeah.
As long as we're telling jokes on the air, ladies and gentlemen, this is joke hour.
That's right.
I got a joke. A guy goes to a brothel, and a Jewish guy goes into the brothel and he sees a black young woman that he likes. So he asked her how much. So she told him $20. She said, you can have sex with me and everything. So he turned around and said, nah, I don't have 20, I have 15. So she walks away. So a white woman comes and says, I'll do you for 15. So they have sex and everything, and things are going good. He leaves. Okay? Now, this is a brothel in Vegas. He leaves, mm-hmm. He leaves the place. He comes back 15 years later. So she says, when she sees him, the white woman says, I've been looking all over for you. I want to tell you something. The last time you were here, we made a baby. You know, you're a father.
Okay.
So the kid comes downstairs, and he says, hey, Dad, I'm Jewish? And he goes, yes, son. He goes, but if I would have had $5 more, you would have been black.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to the greatest boxer in the history of boxers. Muhammad Ali told the joke, and Smith Hart told me that joke.
That's fucking crazy.
At 1 o'clock, if I can't get the show though. If I can't get this on, I gotta stop because I don't know what we were on for time or nothing. So we'll go till 1 o'clock and I'll see if I can get it on. It's not working. The computer's definitely not working.
Okay.
And I don't even know how to work the plug. It's the thing. Well, amuse the fans once again. I'm gonna go downstairs and see if I can do something. I don't know if my tower should have a red light on it. My tower's got a red light, ladies and gentlemen. Something happened. It was working until I had to put Virgil's name in the computer.
That's what happened. You looked up Virgil and it just...
Virgil. I had to try Virgil. Stay on the line. If we go past one, we go past one. I'm pretty sure we're good, though, because sometimes I think we end at 1:30. All right, keep it going. This is Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara. If you're on hold, I'm sorry. If you're not on hold, I applaud you. Imagine we have, like, a bank full of fucking callers.
That would be the shit. They're probably sitting there calling up, hello? Yeah, can you get finish telling some more jokes, please?
Oh, shut up with your jokes. You know what pisses me off? When wrestlers don't give me my credit and tell me all this nonsense, I got two wrestlers on my case. I unfriended them. Fuck them. I liked them and everything, but come on, you can't discredit what I did for this business. How many times were we in the car together, and all I talk about is business? What fine to write? What are we gonna do when we get to the building? Who are we going to make fun of? Someone told me, you only did that because you knew the X thing could back you up. Whatever. I still have Magic calling me sometimes telling me he's going to beat me up. Of course not. Easy in this world. So, Sin, you having fun?
Absolutely. I'm actually sitting here getting my work clothes out for tomorrow.
That's good. I'm so glad that you decided to do that. All right, amuse the fans for a little bit more. Tell some more jokes. I'll be back.
Okay, let's see. I don't know. That was the only good joke I had, I swear. That was the only one. Come on, y'all, why don't y'all hit me up in my inbox and get me a joke. Hit me on my inbox on Facebook. Hit me on my wall on Facebook. Hit me on my DM on Instagram. Let's get it. It goes down in the DM. I think I'm hungry. Maybe. What is there left to do? So I just got me some new wrestling gear. Gonna be for my new gimmick. You just wait to see it. I don't know, y'all. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm a pretty dull and boring guy. Pretty dull and boring sometimes. 4 minutes to one. Oh, I don't know what Mikey did. Okay, Mikey is on his way in. He should be on any minute now. Some time today.
Hey.
Been sleepy. I got work in the morning. Would be close to Mitchell. Sweet mom. Unreal. Where do I come up with some of this stuff? I even gotta ask myself this. So you guys want to know what I'm doing right now? I'm actually laying down in my bed. Got the good the air blowing all over me, all over my body. Let me see what else.
Hello?
Am I doing.
Okay, he's still telling jokes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to end the show because nothing I can do. So, Sin, I want to thank you for calling in tonight.
No.
Great. What happened?
I said, no problem. You know I'm always here for you.
I know. Hopefully Tuesday I'll have a show and people can call in then. But, again, my apologies. All right, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Later.
All right, peace.